Millicent Hill is known in her South Los Angeles neighborhood as Mama Hill. For many years, Mama Hill operated a nonprofit after-school program to keep children off the streets. But in 2006, she got a bad loan that eventually made her lose her home.
I did pay as much as I could to keep from losing my home. I paid up to almost $24,000 savings, everything I could get to keep from losing it. I finally it went to sale, and that's where Acorn came in.
With the help of the community organization Acorn, Hill was able to stay in her house. Acorn is supporting proposed plans to allow homeowners to stay in their houses for 90 days after foreclosure proceedings start. But Acorn activist Greg Claiborne says that is not the end.
We're asking that the lenders, basically give us an opportunity as people who own homes that are having problems paying for them to modify those loans so that the actual person living in the home will have an opportunity to maintain that particular property.
There are currently 30,000 foreclosed homes for sale in Los Angeles County. Eric Boyd, assistant to State Senator Mark Ridley Thomas, says the wave of foreclosures has hit so many people that the health of the entire community is at stake.
There's a ripple effect that if you haven't been down here, if you haven't lived down here, if you don't know about circumstances in neighborhoods like these, you wouldn't be familiar with. But I got to tell you something. It goes way beyond just the individual who might be foreclosed upon.
President-elect Barack Obama has also called for a 90-day moratorium on all foreclosures. But that might have to wait until he takes office. Kevin Patra, Annenberg Radio News.